Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says success of Operation Sindoor rooted in cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. IAEA is set to visit Iran today to hold talks with future cooperation under a new framework. A 6.1 magnitude quake struck Sindirgi in western Turkey. Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan bag gold medal at Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has attributed the success of Operation Sindoor to the power of cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. Addressing a gathering in Bengaluru, Mr. Modi said the entire world has witnessed the new face of New India as the country's armed forces destroyed terrorist hideouts deep across the border and compelled Pakistan to retreat within hours.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारतीय सेनाओं की सफलता सीमा पार कई किलोमीटर भीतर आतंकवादी ठिकानों को नेस्त नाबूद करने की ताकत और आतंकवादियों के बचाव में उतरे पाकिस्तान को कुछ ही घंटों में घुटनों पर लाने की हमारी क्षमता पूरी दुनिया ने नए भारत के इस स्वरूप के दर्शन किए हैं.
Calling for greater self-reliance in technology, Prime Minister stressed for zero defect, zero effect manufacturing standards.
जो इमर्जिंग फील्ड्स है हमें उनमें भी लीड लेने के लिए काम करना होगा. हमें मेक इन इंडिया में मैन्युफैक्चरिंग सेक्टर में भी बेंगलुरु और कर्नाटका की प्रेजेंस को और मजबूत करना है. और मेरा आग्रह है हमारे प्रोडक्ट्स जीरो इफेक्ट के स्टैंडर्ड पर टॉप क्वालिटी के होने चाहिए. यानी बिना डिफेक्ट वाले प्रोडक्ट हो और उन्हें बनाने का नेगेटिव इफेक्ट पर्यावरण पर भी न पड़े.
Mr. Modi said Bengaluru has placed India on the global IT map and now it must lead in emerging technologies and manufacturing to fulfill the vision of Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister called the city a symbol of New India's rise, blending philosophical heritage with technological prowess. The Deputy Director General of the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, is set to visit Iran today. Iran's Foreign Minister Sayed Abbas Araghchi said the visit aims to hold talks on future cooperation under a new framework approved by Iran's parliament in June this year. However, he clarified that no inspections of Iran's nuclear facilities are planned during this trip. The visit follows Iran's decision to suspend cooperation with the IAEA after Israeli-US attacks on its nuclear sites and the assassination of its nuclear scientists. Iran says cooperation will only resume if its nuclear sites and scientists are protected. A 6.1 magnitude quake struck Sindirgi in western Turkey. The Turkish Disaster Management Agency, AFAD, said the quake was felt across several cities in the west of the country, including Istanbul and the tourist hotspot of Izmir. Officials said who are yet to comment on any potential damages or deaths. Several buildings collapsed in the Balıkesir province after the quake, according to images broadcast by Turkish media. The quake hit at 7:53 p.m. with a 4.6 magnitude aftershock following several minutes later. According to AFAD, in a social media post, Turkish Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said all AFAD teams and the relevant institutions have immediately begun searches on the ground. No undesirable event has been flagged up till now. Turkey is crisscrossed by several geological fault lines which have previously caused catastrophes in the country. This is Akashwani giving you the news. The world. The quick news updates round the clock. Follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in. and download the News on AIR app. In Ecuador, at least 8 people were killed and 3 others injured in a nightclub shooting in Santa Lucia. 7 victims died at the scene, while 1 succumbed to injuries at the hospital. Police say heavily armed attackers arrived on motorcycles and in two vehicles. The motive is still unknown. The shooting comes just 2 days after another deadly attack where gunmen attacked a boat in the El Oro province, killing four and leaving several missing. Violence has surged in Ecuador, especially in the coastal provinces of Guayas, El Oro, Manabí and Los Ríos, all currently under a state of emergency. Authorities blame the violence on drug gangs fighting over trafficking routes. According to the media reports, over 4,600 people have been killed in Ecuador so far this year. Agriculture ministers from South Korea, China and Japan met in Seoul, South Korea today, ending a 7-year break in trilateral talks. The meeting had been suspended partly due to COVID-19 pandemic. The talks followed the 2025 APEC Food Security Ministerial meeting held earlier in Incheon. The ministers came together to discuss agricultural issues including food security, response to animal diseases and sustainable farming. Today's meeting followed the 2025 APEC Food Security Ministerial meeting held over the weekend in Incheon. Moving on to the world of sports. In boxing, young Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan showcased their impressive skills by winning gold medals, while five others bagged silver in the Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok yesterday. We have a report.
Nisha dominated the ring with a 4-1 win over China's Rui Yang in the 54kg category, while Muskan edged past Kazakhstan's Ayazan Armak 3-2 in a nail-biting 57kg match. India also bagged silver through Aarti Kumari, Kritika Vasan and Prachi Tokas across heavier categories. On the men's side, Rahul Kundu clinched gold in the 75kg category, defeating Uzbekistan. With this, India has now won 3 golds, 7 silvers and 4 bronze medals in the tournament, taking the overall tally to 14. In athletics, Olympian Anu Rani won the women's javelin throw title at the Indian Open 2025 World Athletics Bronze Level Continental Tour in Bhubaneswar, Odisha. She recorded a best throw of 62.01 meters. On winning the title, Anu said,
मेरा बहुत अच्छा एक्सपीरियंस था. दो दिन पहले ही मैंने 62 प्लस किया था और बैक टू बैक दूसरा कॉम्पिटिशन में 62 किया है और मुझे बहुत कुछ सीखने को मिला है. बस ये कि खुद का माइंडसेट अगर अच्छा है तो हाँ हम अपना अच्छा कर सकते हैं.
In chess, Indian Grandmaster Nihal Sarin registered his first win at the Chennai Grandmasters 2025, beating fellow Indian Grandmaster Arjun Arigesi in a 70-move battle that ended Arjun's unbeaten streak. And finally, a proud moment for India in rugby. India's women's team clinched bronze at the Asia Rugby Under-20 Championship in Rajgir, Bihar, defeating Uzbekistan. It's the team's first ever medal on the home soil and a historic moment as India hosted the tournament for the first time. With Mayur's report, Sanyukta Yadav, Sports Desk.
Gai Jatra is a 255-year-old tradition observed in the Kathmandu Valley, during which people parade through Basantpur with music, dance and banners in honour of deceased family members. Gai Jatra is dead celebrated in the Kathmandu Valley to honour the death of loved ones. As part of the festival, family members of those who passed away in the past year, dressed as cows, parade on the streets. The festival takes place in the month of Bhado as per Vikram Samvat. Gai Jatra is a time to remember lost ones and also one to ease the pain and is a public holiday in Nepal. Thousands of people from different communities and social groups from different parts of Kathmandu Valley paraded in Basantpur until Sunday evening. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says success of Operation Sindoor rooted in cutting-edge technology and Make in India initiative in defence production. IAEA is set to visit Iran today to hold talks on future cooperation under a new framework. A 6.1 magnitude quake struck Sindirgi in western Turkey. Indian women pugilists Nisha and Muskan bagged gold medal at the Under-19 Asian Boxing Championships in Bangkok. And that is the end of this news bulletin.